This is Akashwani. The news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi yesterday after concluding his three-day successful visit to the United States. During his extensive and packed engagements, the Prime Minister attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with heads of several other countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, the stage is set for voting for the second phase of assembly elections today. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements have been put in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key candidates in the fray for this phase are National Conference leader and former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Congress Pradesh Chief Tariq Hamid Kara, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President Ravindra Raina and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. Senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition LOP in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will address two-party poll rallies in Jammu and Kashmir today. A Congress leader said Rahul Gandhi will first hold an interaction immediately after his arrival in Jammu with professionals at the Radisson Hotel in the city. The interaction will start at around 11:25 a.m. After the interaction, he will address the Congress campaign rally at JK Resort Ground in Jammu at 12:30 p.m. National Conference NC and Congress are fighting J&K Assembly elections in a pre-poll alliance. As per the terms of the alliance, NC will contest 52 and Congress on 31 Assembly constituencies. Both parties have left two seats uncontested, one for the CPIM in the Valley and the other for the Panthers Party in Jammu Division. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will today inaugurate the second edition of Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show UPITS in Greater Noida. The five-day trade show will conclude on 29 September. The event will showcase the trade and culture of Uttar Pradesh. It will also highlight Vietnam as the partner country. The first edition of UPITS was inaugurated by the President of India, Draupadi Murmu, last year. The death toll in Israel strikes on strongholds of armed group Hezbollah across Lebanon has risen to 558. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, 1,835 people have been wounded in the strike, which began on Monday, during which Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire. Media reports said the Israeli jets today conducted a targeted strike in Beirut. Ministry of Finance has said that the Supreme Court disposed of 573 direct tax cases where the tax effect is less than 5 crore rupees in view of the revised monetary limit of filing of appeals. This significant milestone aligns with the government's efforts to reduce tax litigation and promote ease of doing business. In tennis, Indian pair Jeevan Nedunshezian and Vijay Sundar Prashant won the men's doubles title in the Hangzhou Open in China yesterday. The Indian duo defeated the German pair of Konstantin Fransen and Henrik Jebens 4-6, 7-6, 7-5, 10-7, marking their first ATP title together as a pair. For Jeevan, it ends a 7-year title drought, while for Vijay, this victory represents a career milestone as it is his first ever ATP title. And that's the end of this news bulletin.